Bill Carlisle jumping over there like a young man taking SSS. I tell you, you're ready. You're always ready. You ain't too old to cut the mustard, I'll tell you.
No, sir, buddy.
No, sirree. You're all right, Bill. How many of you been over to Bossier City to the Bossier Shopping Center, huh?
Oh. I'm putting them on.
Oh, you're putting them on. I'm sorry.
I can't stand it.
Take over, Bill.
I'm ready. Okay, thank you, Frank. Friends, I'd like to do another. I want to do you one that I wrote to kind of follow up this, what kind of deal is this. This is called, now this is on an album if you'd like to get it. It's called Wouldn't That Cock Your Pistol. Now I'm from a little bitty old town, Frank, down in Tennessee. It's called Bristol. But buddy, I can tell you lots of things. Sure cock your pistol. I knew a feller, he had a scar right here on the side of his face. It is caused from a crash the old boy had in a Georgia stock car race. Everybody called him Fido. I mean, Scarface Sam. Man, I've got it mixed up. Huh? From Bristol, Tennessee. Little old town down in Tennessee called Bristol.
Yeah.
You know, I told you I'd tell you lots of things. Sure cock your pistol.
Yeah, tell me more.
I knew a fellow he had a scar right here on his...
I got one right here.
Well, his name wasn't Fred. Right on the side of his face. His calls from a crash the old boy had in Georgia stock car race. Everybody called him Scarface Sam. Boy, his face, it was a sight. But you know, he went to a plastic surgeon and a doctor fixed him up all right. This doctor took some skin from Sam somewhere.
What kind of deal is this?
I don't know where he took from to put to. But Frank, I'm going to tell you something that'll cock your pistol before I get through.
I know what it is.
Sam's face looks fine now. The scar is gone. Boy, he's the talk of the town. But did you know every time that Sam gets tardy, his face wants to set down? Now, wouldn't that cock your pistol?
Oh, yes, sirree. That would cock my pistol, I tell you, most any time.